Anawine Country is located in Armidale, New South Wales, and it covers most of New England Tablelands. However, the Anawine people own less than 0.1% of its traditional land. Negwara Aboriginal Corporation has launched a crowdfunding campaign to buy their land back, which is critical for their community and future generations of Anawine people. I started asking Anawine man and campaign officer of the Land Back campaign, Dave Withers, how the crowdfunding began.
I suppose it started a good 6 years ago. This was the foundation of our Anawine language revival group, and now we're called the Negwara Aboriginal Corporation. And a lot of our people up this way haven't really learned a lot of our language. So I remember as a kid growing up in Armidale, I didn't even know one Anawine word because at a certain time in our history, Aboriginal people were forbidden to speak their language. You had to be white, you had to assimilate, you will speak English and you will learn Christianity. And it wasn't a choice for Aboriginal people. You were basically stopped to speak your language. So what that meant for me is my great-grandfather, George, we just wasn't allowed to pass that knowledge on to my grandfather. My grandfather couldn't give that to Dad. Dad couldn't give that to me. So it generally took three generations for me to lose the fluency of our language. And that language has been hidden in our history, sort of put to sleep in what we sort of talk about, and we're just starting to wake it up. We've woken up about 480 words that we've rediscovered. Compared to our Kamilaroi mob or Gomeroi people out to our west, they have a dictionary that has thousands of words. Another nation to our east, the Goombangia people, they have dictionaries too. We're in the very early stages of that. And what we found is that language was so unique to our country because we only have language for what we see, hear and feel. So the more we unfolded our language, the more it connected us to our country. And so that's where it generally started. And I always say, I think language for all of us is the foundation of our identity. So the conversation's been happening, I think, deeply for the last 2 to 3 years about this land buyback, but we're now starting to put that talk into our actions.
Why is it important for the Anawine community to have this space for future generations?
There's a lot of examples. That one that I love sharing is that, like, there was a time not too long ago where we wanted to take a group of Anawine men, our sons and our nephews, out on country to teach them some language and do some cultural stuff with them. But we had to get permission off our local university, National Parks and Wildlife. We had to sign paper. We had to tick boxes. We had to get keys to access this land. And then we sort of sat back and sort of said, you know, as Anawine people, we should have every right and freedom to take our kids out on our country without having to go through all that red tape and bureaucracy and all the crap just to take our kids out and do what's important and things that we see will benefit our kids in the long term. So the reason beyond this land buyback is that if we can purchase this block of land, we can call it our own. We can go out there when we want. We can do what we want and how we want. We govern that. We manage that. And it's our block of land.
The crowdfunding campaign has reached more than $330,000. So first of all, congratulations on that.
So, yeah, thank you.
And how has the community reacted and helped on this crowdfunding?
It's been mind-blowing, the amount of support we've had. So I think a lot of the research that's been done into these type of campaigns in North America, Canada, New Zealand, and there's two other groups in Australia that have gone down the same road. But we've had donations coming from local people, regionally, statewide, nationally in Australia, but we've found that people are actually donating from overseas, which has just freaked us right out. And we've had stories of people who have donated $3 to the, you know, the averages of, you know, 100 to 250 or 500, but one gentleman has donated a $30,000 donation as an individual. So it's been absolutely mind-blowing how much we've raised. And the research tells us that the bulk of that money should come in that first 20 days. So part of our strategy was also to run it during Australia Day, Survival Day, whatever you want to call that day. And that day alone brought in about $70,000 or $80,000, which on a normal day in Australia Day, sadly it's a day that divides our nation. There's a lot of this conflict over invasion versus discovery, and it brings a lot of hatred and racism, particularly on social media, where I was blown away by the support of non-Aboriginal people on that day. But gave me a lot of hope that I think there's a lot of good people out there, non-Aboriginal people who have good heart and goodwill, but can also see the logic in Aboriginal people owning their own land.
Now, has there been any approach from the New South Wales government about the desire of helping you in this goal? Is there any contact with you at all?
None at all, but that's been more driven by our point of view. We don't want no government strings attached. We don't want no... Because we often find that when government are part of that process, there's going to be some strings attached to it. There's going to be some sort of agreement or contract where we still have to abide by some of their rules. Where if we buy this land back from the good donations and goodwill of people, we can have total control and ownership over that land. So we don't have the red tape. We don't have the bureaucracy. This is what we can call our own homeland again.
That was Anna Wenman and campaign officer at Negwara Aboriginal Corporation, Dave Withers.